Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And yes, the March Madness 2022 picks are in. Are you ready? Get your pencil. Here we go. It does take a lot of guts to put your own March Madness picks out there for public consumption for every single game of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And as I stated in yesterday's post, it's a little bit embarrassing to admit that I've played basketball all the way since the fifth grade and have been following the sport ever since, but I've yet to win. One time, I've yet to win in over 40 years of March Madness bracketology. However, there's always hope that this will indeed be the year. And you gotta continue to believe that, even if the odds say that you're most likely to come up short once again. Let's break down each region as we head to New Orleans this year for the Final Four. First up, check out your guide. It's the West Region. Now, as far as West Region upset specials, I'm going to stick with the favorites. However, I have picked number 13 seed Vermont at 28-5 to win their first two games of the tournament in Buffalo, New York. They're going to have a heck of a crowd behind them. And I also like number 10, Davidson, who's 27-6, to win their first game only against Michigan State. And then after that, the rest of the West bracket pretty much follows the seeding. In the West Regional Finals, my bracket features the number 1 seed Gonzaga against the number 2 seeded Duke Blue Devils, as Coach K's team simply will not let him exit early. However, I think Gonzaga's All-American 6'10" junior Drew Timmy will be the big difference, as the Zags' experience gets them into this year's Final Four, and we say goodbye to Coach K. The West winner? Number 1 seed, Gonzaga. And now it's time for the East region. And in this year's East region upset specials, and I know you're waiting for these, I really didn't see very many upsets in the first round of this region, except number 11 Virginia Tech beating number 6 Texas. Texas has been floundering lately, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is an easy win for the Hokies. And then, though, I see the Hokies keep rolling, and they'll upset number 3 seed Purdue, and guess what? Surprise number 2 seed Kentucky to get all the way to the East region finals. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm taking number 8 seed North Carolina to upset the number 1 seed in the East, Baylor, in round 2 this weekend. Yeah, you can call that a gut feeling. So, in the East region finals, I'll have a matchup of number 4 seed UCLA, which will end North Carolina's season after they took care of Baylor, and the surprising number 11 seed Virginia Tech in the finals. The Hokies' 23-year-old fifth-year senior big man, Kevi Aluma, transferred to Virginia Tech after he followed his own basketball coach at Tiny Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina, up to the ACC school. Coach Mike Young has just led Virginia Tech to the school's first-ever ACC tournament championship win last weekend. This is one very hot team that's playing with a lot of confidence, and I'm going to take Virginia Tech all the way to the Final Four, yes indeed. The East winner, number 11 seed, Virginia Tech. Woo! And now it's on to the South region, and let's take a look at those South region upset specials. Yes, of course, I'm going to take Sister Jean's Loyola Chicago Ramblers, who are a number 10 seed, to take down the vastly overrated number 7 seed Ohio State Buckeyes in the opening round game. Likewise, I'm taking number 13 Chattanooga to beat yet another overrated Big Ten school in number 4 seed Illinois. Down the road, I'm going to pick the underappreciated Coach Kelvin Sampson Houston Cougars to knock off the number 1 South seed Arizona in the Sweet 16. Number 3 seed Tennessee will also beat number 2 Villanova in that same round. So in the South Regional Finals, I'll have number 5 Houston going against the SEC tournament champions in 3rd seeded Tennessee. The University of Houston plays awesome defense every game, but their shooting can go cold at times. And I think that Tennessee's exceptionally strong guard play will be the big difference here as the Volunteers advance to the Final Four. Your South Region winner, number 3 seed, Tennessee.
Excellent.
And now for the Midwest region. the Midwest Regional Upset Specials. In the opening round in Milwaukee, I think that the fans of number 11 Iowa State are going to be there in force and will make number 6 seed LSU, who are playing without their fired head coach Will Wade, feel like that they're playing in an SEC road game as the Cyclones eliminate the LSU Tigers. I'm also going to take number 10 seed Miami of Florida over number 7 USC, as that game will be played in the ACC-friendly confines of Greenville, South Carolina. My biggest upsets will feature number 13, South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits are 30-4 on the year, and they are the nation's top three-point shooting team. And they are going to become the tournament darlings this year once they knock off first-round foe number 4 seed Providence. I then have South Dakota State beating number 5 Iowa and upsetting number 1 seed Kansas to advance all the way to the Midwest Region Finals against number 2 seed Auburn. Alas, the lucky Jackrabbit's foot is going to wear out as Auburn runs wild to move into yet another Final Four under their excitable head coach, Bruce Pearl. The Midwest winner, number 2 seed, Auburn Tigers.
Yes!
And now it's time for my Final Four predictions. In semifinal number 1, the West top seed Gonzaga will face East number 11 seed Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's NCAA March Madness fun will finally come to an end, though, as Gonzaga's tournament-tested experience will show up on the biggest stage. I see Gonzaga moving into the championship game with a double-digit win in this semifinal. In semifinal number 2, this game will feature a unique SEC matchup featuring the South number 3 seed Tennessee against the Midwest number 2 seed Auburn. These two teams met on February 26th in Knoxville, with Tennessee taking a 67-62 win over Auburn. This rematch will be held in the New Orleans Superdome and will not disappoint the fans. I'm going to pick Tennessee in a barn burner classic finish to advance into the title game against the favored Gonzaga. And now, in your championship game, did you know that neither Gonzaga nor Tennessee has ever won the men's NCAA basketball championship? That's correct. And sorry, Gonzaga, but I'm a believer in this year's Tennessee team, as they feature the most talented guard play I've seen in the country. I'm going to take Tennessee with a 78-69 win over Gonzaga as the Vols pull away in the final minutes and secure the 2022 NCAA men's basketball championship trophy. This year, the Vols are going to win it all. I'm Swamp Swami. I usually go down in flames. Have fun anyway.